It's your boy Will Hayes from the I Want All the Smoke podcast. I just want to let y'all know that we're looking for your support. We couldn't do this without your support, actually. If you're on Apple Podcasts, I need you to go to the podcast page, leave a star rating from 1 to 5, doesn't matter. Be honest and leave a review. That will definitely help us get out to more people. And if you're honest with the review, it will help us put out better content for the people that listen to us. Also, just to let you know, our podcast is 100% community funded. That means you are directly responsible for the best content that we can put out. If you go to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke, you can donate or you can subscribe, and a subscription for as low as $9.99 a month.
As low as a coffee a day to help sponsor these two young brothers to put out the best content we can possibly give to you. Also, you'll get hella discounts off of merchandise, tickets to different events in your local area, and exclusive content that's not available to anybody else. That's pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke. That's right. So thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, rate, review, comment, let us know how you feel. And without any further ado, on to the show.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, once again, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I Want All the Smoke.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
This is episode 128 of The Smoke. We're doing big things. 128 episodes, I think. Am I wrong?
Yeah, man.
Are we 128 or 129?
No, I think it was.
128?
Is it 128 or 129?
At least 128. Thaddeus, you look like you possessed, fam. What are you doing? Yay? Yay? Look at him. He's like you got a California king bed, don't you?
No.
Yeah. I feel like everything you do is like in over excess of
love. Me too. Me too.
Like you the dark skinned Drake, nigga. Like everything's like all Gucci.
Oh, please. No. Dark skinned Drake.
Yeah, Drake?
What's your thread count? What's your thread count, nigga? Pause. What's your thread count? I want to know.
Nigga, I don't know.
Don't lie. Don't lie. You know the thread count, nigga. Egyptian cotton ass, nigga.
I actually don't know.
Shit. Episode 128, I Want to Smoke. How's everybody doing today? How's your week? How you going?
My week's going good, man. But now that you pointed out Daddy fucking in his bed, man, I'm just, all I can think about is nigga's just magic happening right where he laying. I'm playing.
Yo, my screen glitched out for a little bit because I'm sharing the I was sharing it on there, so I glitched out a little bit. All I heard you said, all you can think about is what, my guy? That's, nah, I said that, all that was Daddy's in his bed. Over, all I can think about is, and everything went dead. And I'm like, yo, wait a second, somebody help me out.
Yo, but how was y'all weeks? My week was pretty good, man.
Change the subject quick.
Are you watching the ball game or something, Thaddeus? I swear to God, what are you looking at? Yo, yeah, turn the camera around. Turn the camera around. You got a 50.
This thing is the TV.
He's probably got, I bet you he has like a 72-inch TV mounted on his fucking wall.
I was watching the Nets game, but I just turned it off.
Bruh.
I was getting a little distracted.
Where's your commitment?
I thought I could multitask, but if y'all could tell, I got to turn it off.
It was bad. But hey, who's winning though?
Brooklyn.
What quarter are they in?
Huh?
What quarter are they in?
Overtime.
Okay, so let me say this.
Oh, that's why I feel you then, because...
But we just talked for a good half hour, and this motherfucker didn't take his eyes off the motherfucking computer. As soon as we started the show, this nigga like this. The whole time.
That's funny.
Shit. Brooklyn, who they playing? Brooklyn versus who? I don't even watch basketball, so I don't care.
But they're playing the Spurs.
Oh, Spurs are garbage nowadays, though.
I know.
So, but still, I'm excited to see who comes out this season.
I'll show you guys something.
You know it's going to be Brooklyn and the Clippers. Or not the Clippers.
Lakers. The Lakers?
Yeah,
Lakers. Even though I wanted to be the Clippers because that's
Yeah, but you think Lakers are going to be able to really pull that shit together? Like, I don't know. I heard they're starting to find a rhythm without AD, but is AD out for the whole season?
Nah, I doubt it. He should be back by... He should be back soon. Definitely by playoffs.
Playoffs. See, because the way that I normally run it is I watch football... Because I haven't seen no sports in a long time. And then basketball doesn't start till like October. So then I fucking multitask and I watch both. But then once football playoffs start, I go dark on basketball, focus on football. Because I know when football's over, you still got months of basketball and playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. So now's about the time I start to really like get into deep into basketball. I'm like, all right, where are we at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where are we at?
Right. You one of them. So, I just love sports ass niggas then.
Yeah, I do, man. I do like sports. I do.
I fucks with
hockey. I can watch highlights of anything.
Oh yeah, highlights, yeah. But they piece them shit so together that I was watching the Scots Tournament of Hearts and curling was interesting as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I mean, guys. That's
this little blonde headed bitch. I was like, hard, hard, sweep, sweep, sweep. I didn't know how they won, who won, why they won.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the fucking I don't know nothing about the score when it comes to curling. Nah. Actually, but, I kind of have an idea, actually.
Like, how it works. Like, you only get the closest to the middle and shit like that. And they do some weird-ass, trick-ass shots in that motherfucking sport. But I fucks with hockey in whatever off-season. And sometimes baseball. I fucks with hockey enough to where I don't really have to pay attention. I just, like, it's so fast-paced, I like it, right? Yeah. I can't do basketball, though. Like, I watch basketball during the playoffs and shit, but I just can't get into it. It's just too... It's just not my sport.
I feel you, man. That's...
And I'm horrible at it. I think that's why.
But, I mean, are you great at hockey?
Can you skate?
I can't skate, but I could play hockey. Like, I could slap shot.
Like ball hockey?
Ball hockey. Yeah. That's what Canadian kid. That's what we did growing up was playing ball hockey. Like, before I even played football, was ball hockey, you know?
Yeah, true, same here. I never played football as a kid. It was always straight ball hockey.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
That's why I never even got into football, because, like, I could never afford that shit, like playing it as a kid or nothing like that. So I never got into football.
Is it $7 for a Nerf? Them Nerf footballs? From
I mean to actually like play though,
like with pads. Ain't nobody playing with pads in the playground though.
No, you just throwing a ball. Football is probably the cheapest sport. You only have to buy one ball and get six niggas.
Well, basketball.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Basketball, yeah, true. Guys.
That's just two, as ball, cheap. That's why that's like the sport of niggas too, right? Because
true. That's true.
Because just one ball and everyone can play.
And with basketball, day. It don't even have to be a basketball. If your homie got a volleyball and it got air in it, you can use it. You can play basketball with that joint. You know what I mean? But I just couldn't.
Soccer's another sport anyone could play too, right?
Yeah, that's probably why that's a nigga sport too. Soccer's just
I don't like. You know what, man? When I was young, and I'm sure you could tell, I was like almost allergic to running, man. And that shit had too much running, guy. Like soccer is just a gang of running, man. Like back and forth. Like you get all the way to one end just to turn the fuck around and.
Go back again. I used to fuck with soccer. Yo, but when I was a kid.
I swear to God, I think soccer has that misconception, right? Because everyone thinks like it's so much running. It's a 90-minute game, right? Soccer.
Yeah, it's a 90-minute game on paper. But every time I see a soccer game, it's like, now we're into the penalty minutes. It's like, no, 27 minutes of penalty. Fuck you, mean?
Yo, because yo, literally, there's like maybe one or two substitutions a game. So if you can play an entire 90 minutes of soccer, you're not running that much. You know what I mean? It's not like hockey. Hockey, you can't do longer than like a 2-minute shift.
Right.
And you have to sit. Like, you have
to. Yeah, but you got like hockey. You got at least you like 40 or 50 pounds of pads on you.
I see. No,
but I'm just saying it's the cardio involved in soccer
it's
is
not
so
as much as you think.
It's so much less than these other sports because like every other sport, you have to sit. I can't think of another sport where one player plays the entire game.
Yeah, yeah, I think with you watch soccer and motherfuckers are chilling. Like you could chill during soccer until it's like the ball.
Well, you know what I think? I guess too, when you are playing at a high level, you might have the ball on offense for a bit, so you're not. But when you're playing on the, like in high school, it was like literally get kicked down there just to get kicked back, just to get kicked back. Like, you know what I mean? It was like nobody was controlling it and passing between teammates while, you know, it was kind of like you were waiting or nothing. So, and not only that, but I just hated running. Like, I just, I hated it. Like, I can't express. Like they could, like I walked everything, man. They could not fucking. I hated it, guy. Like I fucking hated running.
And soccer's crazy. You see these motherfuckers run from one end to the other end, get the goal, and then run to the middle to celebrate. And then when they're done, they're just chilling. Like they're not even out of breath.
Yeah.
The fucking soccer field is like fucking, what is it, 6 kilometers long? Shit big as hell.
But you know what I will say, and I think we said this in another week, so I'm not going to go too deep into it, but there was one point when I was in the gym heavy, I ran every day, and there did come a point where it wasn't agony and I actually liked it, and I was like, oh, this is why people like running. Like it doesn't always, like you don't always feel like you're going to die. Right. And when I got to that point, I was like, dope. And then I ran until, like, one time I ran until my legs got tired, like, before I was out of breath. That tripped me right the fuck out. I just never had that in my entire life. I was like, oh shit. Like, that's where you get the runner's high, because now you're just in the fucking zone. Your legs are just moving. You're not even having to breathe through it anymore. Like, it's crazy.
You know, the motherfuckers that do marathons got to put band-aids on their nipples.
Why? Because the shirt chafes?
Yeah, so runner's nipple is a thing. And if you see, like, sometimes you'll catch a motherfucker that running his marathon, like, say, his first marathon, even though he's been training for it, he's not used to it, and he have, like, blood streaks coming down his nipples like this.
Yeah, because your shirt is just fucking... I could actually picture that. Isn't that weird?
What kind of fucking shirts are they wearing?
Just regular shirts. It's just, like, any type of fabric going on your skin like this. For hours.
It's just that rhythm. And remember, when you're not running full tilt, it's a very jaunt, right? So it's just like, I don't know. I could feel that because I don't know. I bet you.
I don't know, bro. I ran cross country in high school at junior high, and not to say that it's the same as a marathon, but like, I did a lot of. I'm East African. I run my ass off forever, like.
Well, y'all were
supposed
Achilles.
To. Maybe you got like fucking iron nipples, nigga.
Yeah,
you
got. I got hard nipples.
I don't know what East African nipples is like. I've never been with an East African girl, but maybe y'all, because you know what I'm saying, East African, they got the longer Achilles. You know what I'm saying? It's a well known scientific fact that African niggas have what's that? So when you start to work out and your muscles burn, it's your blood doing something, and
African, are you talking about the after?
Yeah, after.
Lactic acid?
Lactic acid, right? Yeah. And there's something, the way African niggas process lactic acid, where they could actually go for longer before they start to feel that muscle fatigue. You dig what I'm saying? And maybe we got to study African niggas' nipples. Like, we got to figure out why y'all nipples don't bleed. I don't know if you know what I'm saying? I got Hungarian in me, so, I mean, I could just walk down the stairs. Maybe my nipples will bleed. I don't know. I'm light skinned. We got to talk about it. Maybe it's that melanin. If you got too much melanin in your nipples, that's your superpower.
Yeah, but I've never heard that nipple thing before.
You never heard a nipple shaving? Nipple?
Nah.
Runner's nipple?
Never.
Google it.
Maybe. I mean, I believe you, but it's
I'll find some, runner's nipple for the show tomorrow.
You do that.
A bunch of dudes with bleeding nipples. So you've never had raw nipples before?
Nah.
Idol, you ever had raw nipples before?
Nah.
Am I the only one that's ever had a raw nipple?
But from what?
What was it from? I don't know. Like... just maybe like wearing a shirt for... I don't know. I've had a raw nipple before. Like the nipple was just like, you know what? I just don't... My nipple just ain't having it no more.
You're just ouch.
Not like bleeding, not like shaved, extra shaved and bleeding and
but
shit
just,
like that.
But just it felt not normal.
Yeah,
like, it's just like there was something going on.
Yeah, like maybe it was like a bad wife beater, or maybe it could have been like the detergent.
Actually, you know what?
Rough,
I think I've had uncomfort from certain, like when I would wear, if I wore a jersey without a t-shirt under it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would feel like the baseball jerseys, like the Mitchell and Ness. Sometimes I would feel something after a long time.
I just realized. So when I was a kid, when I was in it was high school. I had a Nike shirt.
Hold on a second. The way the idol is like, you know what? Come to think about it, when I ponder about this scenario further, I do recall a moment.
Sorry, I'm fucking reflective,
indeed,
nigga. Goddamn.
Indeed, my nipple was rather uncomfortable.
So,
yeah.
Check this out. When I was in high school, I remember this Forest Lawn, and it was either a Nike shirt or a Lug shirt. I can't remember, but it had the logo right here, right? And this was before I wore wife beaters. And you know how it has a logo, and underneath the logo have like the white fabric and da da da. And this thing used to rub on my nipple and shit like that.
Shit,
and it was shaped
exactly
up my nipple. Yeah, I remember that shit.
If you have those certain shirts where it has that white paper fucking outline for your embroidery, that shit will chafe shit.
But I've never had it sit directly over top of my nipple. It's always been like
maybe
on my
you got
chest
some
somewhere.
Low ass nipples, nigga. I don't know where your nipples is, nigga.
Well, or maybe you got but some high-ass apparently, nipples. Apparently, your shirts are designed around your, like, right on
why
your nipple.
Are you, it's not. We said it happened rarely, like once, nigga.
Yes,
it's not like
the logos on your logos on your shirt are like finding your nipples and just like attacking your nipples.
And you know what the weird thing is?
What
is
nipple?
When I said. When I was pondering, about the prior nipple rawness, as we would say, notice I said the Mitchell and Ness, like those had like all embroidered fucking shit. So it was probably it's that embroidery with no protection rubbing on it. It will fuck up, nigga. Telling you.
Speaking of nipples, so first of all, we're gonna call this episode Nipplegate. Speaking of nipples, remember the Super Bowl? When Justin Timberlake exposed Janet Jackson's nipple.
Hold on, are we still doing AKAs?
Oh, shit. Yeah, why not?
But we won't forget Janet Jackson's nipple.
We won't. Definitely. It's been 20 years or however the fuck long. We still talking about it. Ain't nobody forgetting about Janet Jackson's nipple. Janet Jackson's nipple.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tim Four Hat T.
T.
A.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas.
Nah, 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 nah.
Kill him with the nose. Kill him with the nose. AKA Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Excuse me, sir. Can you say it again for the niggas in the back?
AKA Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. AKA Money Making Mitch, AKA Trinitron Don, AKA Swing Low. Sweet chariot.
So we have to, because at the end of the day, this quarantine is benefiting you because there's really, I have no interjection for that AKA anymore. You love that shit.
Beautiful.
So we got to find an interjection.
I just assumed you agreed with it. I just assumed you agreed with it now. AKA 2 years older, 2 years wiser. AKA Greasy E.
Cruising down the street in my
4D. Bringing you that 4-cam dimension, a.k.a. Sugar Cube Drip, a.k.a. Where the Weed At, a.k.a. the nigga that
bring the bottle.
The nigga that lead a bottle. Reppin' that smoke mine.
Oh, I'm fucking you up. I'm sorry.
To the line straight. Run up and get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Yeah, see, my girl Sassy know about that.
Yeah, she need to get offline right now.
Before we have
a domestic. No. Bro, but you know she loves to fuel the fucking fire. Like
chase.
She's a hood nigga like everybody else. Thaddeus, it's your turn.
Yo, what up? It's Thaddeus, aka Black Juice, aka my name, my aka is an aka.
Brat.
AKA the human cohiba.
Smoking if you got him.
AKA where there's smoke, there's fire.
Fire, nigga. You having a stroke? No, it's a fire, nigga.
AKA the disgruntled gentleman.
I'm like Walter Matthau in that movie with that other white guy.
AKA champagne and bullets. AKA maybe not this time, but definitely next time.
Is the dark skin Drake.
Pop, pop.
Fuck no.
See, that's champagne, and bullets, nigga. Pop, pop.
No, I was saying fuck no to Will.
Okay. Because I was saying that actually works out. Pop, pop. Because, you know, like champagne that. Pops, bullets pop. Pop,
I like pop. That.
Okay,
like
Drizzy.
AKA, have another beer, buddy.
Don't mind if I do.
AKA, swing low, sweet. Psych. Don't call me a nigga. I just got beer all over the thread count.
You got beer all over your thread count. Your Egyptian cotton shipped in from the finest of Arabians.
Smuggled in?
Your Arabian horse skin blanket. You're like the Mr. Burns. Is like, yo, see my vest, made from real gorilla chest. And it's your boy, Will Hayes, a.k.a. the Bitual Line Stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
A.K.A. the Aristocrat, because we drinking with our pinkies up.
Toodaloo, bitches.
Yeah, shout out to the new neutral.
You going low? Nah.
So the whole thing is like this. First of all, does this not? Is my hand swollen? Why does this can look so small in these fucking meat hooks that I hold? It's not even like that. Number one. Number two.
It's definitely camera tricks because you got small hands.
Makes my dick look big. So the thing is. When Sassy bought these thinking she'd like them, she doesn't like them. I'm all out of rum, and I'm not letting the alcohol go to waste. So I got these motherfucking girly drinks. At least it's not White Claw. Like, you see, imagine me drinking a White Claw. It has to be a camera trick. Look at this shit.
And at least those neutrals are low calorie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, sorry.
But.
I thought you were in the gym fucking mask off, nigga. Like deep, half in the COVID pumping iron still.
No. Okay. I don't even have a comeback for that. I am not. We bought an exercise bike and my shirts are hanging from it. Like, we are so ridiculously lazy right now. It's not even funny. AKA, where am I? Fuck's sakes. AKA the mayor. Nah, the mayor.
Oh, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town court is in session.
The town crier.
The redcoats are coming.
Illuminati Giuliani.
Woo, 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 woo.
If you're looking for the truth, the truth is out there. It's also in here. AKA, nice. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hove is witness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach. AKA, my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'ma teach you that lesson. The silver tongue gorilla.
Rah. Rah.
I eat pussy aggressively. AKA,
beware of the ramp sex.
The last boy scout, bald headed, major pain like Damon Wayans, low down dirty like his brother Keenan, even. AKA, call me Mr. Chimney. Call me a chimney sweep. Call me blacker than black as shit because I got soot on me. Because I bring the... I'm going.
Many flavors.
Many
yeah.
flavors. Young Shisha.
Harry Hooker.
Ah. All right, back to Janet Jackson's titty.
Word up.
Okay, so we're talking about shaped and raw titties. And then we're talking about... when Justin Timberlake exposed Janet Jackson's titty with that weird thing around it. Now,
and it was supposed to be a wardrobe malfunction, but as if that shit wasn't planned.
Yeah, so it definitely was planned. My cousin, I'm not going to say his name, he's a real pervert in my DMs. Like, he'd be like, yo, it's National Brothers Day. Here's a picture of random bitches showing their titties. It's like, cuz. Yeah.
I always get those too, and it'll always be like the exploding shirt.
Yeah, and they're lifting up in slow motion. And it's like, yo, cuz, yeah, I'm gonna watch this once, but you gotta quit sending me this shit. Like, for real. I'm a married fucking man, number one. Number two, you're gonna make it look like I'm cheating because you keep sending me tits. But during Super Bowl, he's like, this is the Super Bowl I always remember. It was some kind of meme or something like that, and it was Janet Jackson's titty. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that is a riddled, gnarly looking nipple.
I thought it was covered.
No, it had the nipple had
was like, it pierced?
A pierced thing, but it looked like a sun. I guess it was like kind of weird type.
Oh,
piercing.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was a sun.
she got some ugly ass nipples. Like, that nipple got some city miles on it.
Well, it's probably because it's been stabbed up. Like, any dimple. I don't know.
Say again in English this time, nigga?
It was stabbed. Like, it had like the nipple. Any nipple that's been pierced kind of looks kind of fucked up.
I don't know. I've seen some nice looking pierced titties. Now, and Jen, it's not saying Janet Jackson. Like, it's Janet Jackson. So I know y'all niggas just gonna be like, oh, it's Janet Jackson. You can't talk bad about Janet Jackson's titty. But the nipple just didn't look good. The nipple looked like a motherfucking raisin.
Yeah, right. But she's jumping around in those outfits show after show. You'd have to think there's like some nipple chafing on the inside, no?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, the nipple chafing.
Obviously, this shit's getting roughed up nightly.
Yeah, calloused up a nipple.
Yeah.
Now, well, would of course you stay with a girl if she had callous nipples? If she had callous nipples?
Would I still... What?
So if you was with a girl and you found out, and then you get intimate, mm-hmm. and her nipples were just like old jujubes, like just calloused the fuck up. Like, just, I don't, nigga, I'm just saying, would you stay with her?
I agree. Yeah, of course. Not of course, as in like that's what I search for. Don't. I'm just like, yo, you got a wrinkled nipple under there, girl? No, but I'm just saying, if I was like in love and shit, and right. like we're getting along, and you're like actual cool chick, I'm not gonna let something like that, unless it was like really atrocious. Like, you ever been in like, and you'll see this shit in Forest Lawn. Have you ever been like in the look down?
You look down. I don't even know what he's gonna say, and I agree with him. You will see that shit in Forest Lawn.
You look down, and it'll be like a bitch with sandals, and her foot will look like it's like cut, like yeah. cut, like it's just slashed and gross. Her fucking heel. I've seen some wrong shit. If the nipple looked like that, I might have to be like, what happened?
You're talking about that heel that yeah. has like
deep gashes. Like, it looks so hurting and painful. I'm like, shit.
It looks like cracked cement.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Looks like cracked cement and Parmesan cheese because it's always the same color. It's the same yeah. color as Parmesan cheese every time.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong.
That's why you got to stay in the relationship that you in, because I've known people done their foot for Parmesan cheese, bro.
So that's your cutoff, hey? If it looks like a Forest Lawn callous fucking crackhead heel.
That's Forest Lawn foot.
Then I don't know if we can chill. That's exactly FLF. What I'm saying.
Okay,
what's like, your cutoff?
What if it's like a Marble Park kind of heel? Where it's like it's still ghetto.
As long as it doesn't have deep gashes and cuts, then I'll have to judge at the time. But what's your cutoff then, Thaddy? You tell me what you cut a good cool chick off for. What?
Existence. Being a real human. Occupying Earth. What's the?
It's just one of those things I've never thought I'd ever even have to think about. Like,
a thread count under 150. What's your cutoff?
No, I don't know. I've never been with a girl that's nipples have ever been a concern. So I don't know. I've never had a nipple cut off. I don't know.
Well, neither has Idol, because he has standards for what the nipple should and shouldn't look like. If the nipple looks like two nipples.
These nope. weren't presupposed standards either. Like, these standards came into effect as we were speaking. I don't want y'all to think that I sit at home thinking about this shit.
I thought you had an answer ready, like you've answered this question before.
Oh, no, man. Shit, I was just talking right off the cuff. I was just like thinking about a nipple, what I would take, what I would put up with.
You thought about a crackhead heel.
I'm telling you, that heel, it fucking traumatizes me. Like, it's cut, guy. Like, I'm talking about a machete and tree bark cut, nigga. Like it is. Like, they're deep gashes. Like, I don't even want to call it cuts.
There's
nigga.
Motherfuckers
deep
with fucked
gashes.
Up Africa foot listening to this, like, just unsubscribing by the masses.
That yo, or get a petty egg, nigga, or get funny. Like a fucking pumice stone.
It's funny because I've definitely seen that heel and I know exactly what you're talking about. I've never equated it to a nipple. I didn't think a nipple and that heel could ever be in the same conversation.
Well, I'm just trying to think of the calluses. That's it. If you think of a callus, the most callous part of your body and then Facts. Put it on a nipple. Like, you got a nipple that look gnarled up, look like someone took a slice of motherfucking Parmesan cheese but couldn't get all the way through. And now the nipple look like it's split in the middle. Like,
That's disgusting. That's just gross.
Like, you know what a breastfeeding nipple looks like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so take the breastfeeding nipple, So a breastfeeding nipple is not an attractive nipple.
Why? What does it look like?
It's bigger than what a regular nipple is. It's utilitarian.
That's all right.
It looks like you're about to feed a kid. It's not an attractive nipple. And especially if that kid aggressive feeds, it gets shaped and everything like that. It gets dry. You gotta put the breastfeeding nipple cream cocoa on that butter? Shit. So it's not the best looking nipple. But if you take the breastfeeding nipple and multiply it by 100, that's the callous foot nipple.
Okay.
I know.
It's all good.
Just the way I was like,
I was like, still not having kids.
Well, no. If there's one thing that I can attest to, because I can't attest to having kids, is that I've been with girls with kids, so I do know that that nipple goes back to normal, because what you just subscribed, I've never seen.
Because you have you don't have a fucking midget sucking on the shit 17 times out of the day. Shit starts to heal up and go back to normal and shit. But
I guess
what's that again?
I said, then I guess it's not that bad as long as it goes.
I mean, a titty. If it goes back to normal. Yeah.
God, I'm the one who already said it had to be crackhead gashes before I turned it down. I know I like a titty.
There's some unmaintained, some non-maintenance of a titty if the titty gets to that level. That is some, fuck my titties. It's like, nobody else gonna touch these titties. I'm just let these titties roll. No bra having, nipples touching the floor, titties.
Yeah, you basically gotta just walk on your tits to make them look like that. Like,
yeah.
Big areolas or little areolas?
Huh?
I'm good with some big, because I like big titties.
Yeah, like the cookie, so, like the Cardi B chocolate chip cookie. If you like big titties
and like bigger girls, thick women, then you're gonna come across a big areola unless you don't get much pussy.
That big areola is like a roadmap to the mountain of fucking the mountaintop, like that mountaintop,
the
that,
mountain of mountainhood. Yeah.
The mountaintop that fucking MLK was talking about was surrounded by a big areola. Swear to God.
That's what that snow cap signifies, right? That snow cap is just...
Slalom, nigga. What about you, Daddy? Is bigger little areolas?
I actually don't have a preference. They're both nice to me.
Is your girl don't in have the a room? Preference. You've really been kind of sly on this titty conversation. You've been a little coy. Say what? You've been a little coy. On this titty conversation, is your snuffleupagus?
What are you talking about?
I gotta say this. I feel bad calling your girl snuffleupagus. I'm not calling her fat.
Whoa. Whose girl are you calling that?
Can I call him snuffleupagus? Remember, because we have that running joke that she doesn't exist, but she really does, but she doesn't exist.
She's not fat, so I'm like...
But why snuffleupagus? That's weird.
Because, don't you remember Sesame Street, 2 years older, 2 years wiser? And like for like three seasons... Snuffleupagus was Big Bird's imaginary friend. Am I the only one that remembers this shit?
I remember Snuffleupagus being around.
He was but there was a point where it was like he was around, but nobody believed Big Bird that he existed.
Oh, shit. No, I don't remember that. I remember Pokeroo.
Okay.
From Polka Dot Door. Have you guys ever watched Polka Dot Door?
I'm just wondering.
because every time one of them would leave, Pokeroo would come out, and then they would come back and be like, "Did I miss him?" So it just kind of gave me that feel, like, you know, he was an imagination.
What year was? I don't remember that. I remember what was
For
that?
For fuck's sakes, let's move it on then. Goddamn.
What was?
It was 2 years before Sesame Street.
Yeah, probably 2 years before. What was the show where the girl would look through the fucking magic mirror and never say your name?
Romper Room.
Was it? I see Billy and Bobby and Robbie and Ricky.
Billy, she just said your name, nigga. She probably said your name a bunch.
Yeah.
She never said my name.
Never said mine.
Ain't nobody ever... Okay, cool.
Wow. Your name is William.
She never said William that I remember
now. She must have said Bill or Will or something.
No, it's got to be William. No. So I used my full name when I was a kid, Billy Ray, right? I use my full Southern name, Billy Ray. She never said Billy Ray.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So your name is Billy Ray, like Cyrus.
Yeah. And that's cool. The reason why I stopped being that, why I hated it. I used to love that name. Like, it was my favorite name. Like, it was like, that name was like prideful in my family, like Billy Ray. It was like, I'm the third one. My granddaddy, me, my daddy, and me. And then Billy Ray Cyrus came out in junior high school, the worst time for a nigga to sing Achy Breaky Heart and have that stupid song go fucking radio all the time in grade 7 in your formidable fucking years, to where if anything goes wrong, you just want to commit suicide because you know what I'm saying? Puberty's hitting, you're starting to like girls on a different type of level, and you're just like, grade 7 is just an awkward ball of preteenism. And then Billy Ray Cyrus comes out with the same name as you, so everybody in the school wants to walk past you and sing that fucking song. And I couldn't fight in grade 7. I started a lot, but I couldn't carry the fights out. So yeah, I'm like, fuck it. My name is Will, because, you know, Fresh Prince was out at that time too. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just go with Will Hayes.
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke and click on Become a Supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke or iwantallthesmokepodcast.com and click on Become a Supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
Crazy.
Piss me off.
Hey, real quick though.
Yeah.
Fuck, check this about? Shit out. I don't know if you can see this shit. So this is a local brewery in Calgary. It's called Inner City Breweries.
All right.
And they did a Black History Month
edition.
Well, that's dope.
And so my homegirl, Adrienne Williams,
she's a painter. Adrian, yeah.
Yeah, so this is her artwork on this on the can. So well, I just wanted to
shout out to Adrienne.
That is dope.
Show some love. They did a whole bunch of, you get like a 4-pack and there's like 4 different artists, but I don't know the other artists, so I ain't shouting them out. But like, here's another one where they do some like African art on it or some black art.
Oh yeah, that's sick.
But nigga, you know where the camera is on your computer?
Yeah, but it's so weird because like, I put it at the camera, but it's like opposite.
Right there. Now it's twist that shit.
It's twisted.
Yeah, but I don't want to show. I want to show Adrian. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
Awesome. You're showing us the. There you go. There's the art.
There you go.
That's
dope. Those are dope. That's dope.
Speaking of Black History Month, we went through a whole Black History Month, and you know, motherfucking Smoke didn't get any flowers. Ain't nobody tried to give Smoke they flowers. I'm like going through and everything like that, and I see people like, yo, shouting out local businesses, shouting out local Black entertainers, shouting out. I saw someone shout out a rapper that was fucking horrible. Like every time they drop a song, every Black person that ever died for anything is rolling over in their grave. Martin Luther King did not die for this nigga to be able to be in front of a microphone. But I Want All the Smoke got no flowers. Are we supposed to be doing something more for Black folk? Or are we just good? Are we good? Is it we three Black niggas doing shit?
I think we're fine. I think a lot of that stuff, if I remember exactly who you're talking about that was doing that, there was a period where he was asking who wanted to be shouted out.
Oh.
So I think, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where if you don't apply, then you don't get it, right?
And we're not really one to ask for someone to give us recognition. We just do what we do, and hopefully what we do speaks for itself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've always been like that.
I like that.
But, you know, there's like, I was reading an article about some people who were like, didn't understand, like, well, what about, it's unfair that they get a history month and blah, blah, blah. And it's, I can't believe that rhetoric still exists. That's ridiculous, man.
I can't remember what it was. But the light-skinned girl that does, like, commentary, kind of like the Daily Show type stuff, And mm-hmm. she was going off about why we do need a White History Month, but she flipped it. It was like, we need a White History Month so we can get taught real white history. So instead of the white history that they teach us in schools, like the real white history, like George Washington owning and Lincoln owning slaves, or no, George Washington owning slaves and Lincoln, who everybody's like, oh, we're going to do Juneteenth because Lincoln, the emancipation, da, 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 da. But they're not talking about how Lincoln actually came out and said publicly that he is not for equal anything. He's for there needs to be a supremacy system in the United States, and the white man needs to be the superior race in the United States, like a whole bunch of stuff. So it was really cool how she flipped it and took the rhetoric of everybody saying, well, there's no White History Month, da da da, and said, yeah, let's have a White History Month, but let's teach real white history. And then actually went into it, and I was like, yo, this girl kind of fly with the knowledge and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
That is dope.
But this is going to be a hard episode to do a synopsis on, or synopsis.
Synopsis. Why?
Because we haven't really talked about much. Do we have a subject?
Well, we're talking about Black History Month right now.
True.
And how...
We're talking about raw nipples a lot.
A little out of raw nipples. I can't put that under Black History. That's gonna get us canceled real quick.
We ain't talk about Mr. Potato Head yet.
Yeah, you want to talk about? Well, first of all, before Mr. Potato Head, did you guys notice a Black History Month was really just like a here and gone this year? Like I really didn't see too much Black History Month things unless I went out and actively looked for it.
Yeah, but I don't think there was a lot of events this year. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, just the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
But you know what I was saying the other day? It's like, you know, not only do we get the shortest month, but it's like the fucking darkest and coldest. Like, they couldn't give us like June or something? Like, we niggas, man. Like, where we could have some cookouts and like a parade or something. Like, they give us the darkest, shittiest, coldest month.
And
they were strategic about that.
Yeah.
And this is the March is International Women's Month, which is awesome. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as International Women's Month popped, like I just went on Twitter and it was like everything was International Women's Month. Now, I know a lot of stuff I did see a lot of Black History stuff, but I mean, it kind of feels like, I don't know. There's something about like maybe it was compared to 2020 when Black Lives Matter and all that shit was like hitting the forefront, and from big corporations to your next door neighbor was just going hard for that shit. People were hanging Black Lives Matter banners from their balconies and shit like that. So maybe there was so much last year that this year, when there's just a regular amount, it seems like there's none.
And I think with some of the crazier shit happening that people are kind of starting to get fatigued a little bit with it, and not like they should, like, fuck, man. You know, but I think they're getting fatigued, especially when you start to throw like some of these more red herring-ish type things in the mix, like fucking this critical race theory and white fragility with that Robin DiAngelo writing that book. And like, you're starting to get to a point where like even white people who were like love Black people are just like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, everything is like racist. I'm racist. I'm supposed to be ashamed of myself. I'm supposed to be this, that. I do think that there's a fatigue, you know what I mean? Like, I do think so.
Do you think it's fair that people would want to break from race relations after a long period of time of consistent race relations?
Yeah.
Is it fair? I mean,
or can you agree with? Well, like, my question is, like, do you think that's
it's pretty subjective, because like, I mean, what's a long time? Like, we've been talking about race for like a year straight, and that's too much. But like, you know, niggas had to be slaves for 200 years.
Uh-huh. So, 200 in Canada.
Right? Like,
400 down in the
States. You got to sit up, man. Your whole mic resting on your Dolce & Gabbana shirt and your thread count fucking your shit up. I'm not saying hold the mic closer. It's like the mic's on your shirt, so every time you move, it's... every time you move, I can hear every thread.
430.
300, 400, 500, 700 thread count. Dolce & Gabbana. So I just got to, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, like, when you're laying down.
My mic was, don't move.
My mic was trying to count the threads.
Yeah, you can hear every thread count every time you move.
Okay, sorry. What the fuck was I saying again?
I'm sorry. about
it's like we can say like, oh, you know, we've been talking about it for a year, it's too long, but
that's not that long.
Until it's fixed, we should keep talking until it's reprimanded, really.
But I guess what it is that I think it's starting to get too long to just be like everything's y'all fault.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like all fingers pointing. And even I, like, trust me, and you know me, man, I speak about this shit sometimes, and like even I think that some of the critical race shit where it's like you are racist and just accept it. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think we should go into like prejudging people. I think that's the type of rhetoric that, again, is going to get this, what could be a positive movement, start to look down on if you start just talking to everybody like, you know, we're not like, I thought the point was to judge everyone by the content of their character.
Yeah. You know what I thought about that, though? It's like it's a small group of like super quote unquote leftists that kind of hold on to that narrative of like the whole, you know, white fragility, white people need to feel guilty all the time. The average black person, especially in the States, they're too caught up in their own lives to really care if Karen fucking really understand. They're like, yo, as long as I can get a job, as long as I can feed my family, as long as the police aren't harassing me, I don't care how these people feel. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's like me too. Just leave me alone. I don't think you have to walk around and feel fucking shame and shit and guilt constantly. Like, that's, and you ain't even done nothing.
Yeah. So I mean? I don't think that is the majority of like the movement in general is geared towards making white people feel guilty 24/7. I think that's just like a byproduct of some of the rhetoric that comes along with this like super leftist type of mentality.
But you know what the problem is? The problem is that they think it is.
I know. I agree.
They think it's directly coming from black people. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, that's how they're acting. And I was like, one time I was having an argument with a buddy just earlier, and he was like, oh, like, y'all want us to kiss your feet and Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, nobody wants you to kiss anybody's feet, bruh. Like, are you okay right now? Like, holy shit, man. Like, you're fucking crazy. Who's ever said that we wanted anybody to kiss feet? Come on, man. And then you go, and then there's just this random fuck who's like, kiss white people. Kiss. And it's like, you're going to take one person's word.
Yeah.
Like, holy, like, fucking, just attribute that's how black people feel about, it's fucking dumb, man.
It's a lot of it is these SWNs, these super woke niggas. And these super woke niggas, unless you are exactly on whatever level they think they're on, they're either going to say it's your fault, or even if you're black, they're going to belittle you and bring you to the point where it's your fault. So even if you have that conversation, they'd be like, oh, well, you're just a coon, da-da-da. It's like, okay, I'm a coon because I don't think white people should kiss my feet. But these are the niggas that are sharing those posts that are coming out of wherever, where white people are lining up to kiss some black dude's feet to say I'm sorry. I have no idea where that started from or where it came from, or the fact that if any person benefits from white privilege, which all white people benefit from white privilege, need to apologize for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you need to apologize for something that was just that you benefit from that you have nothing to do with? You don't use it to your advantage, and you don't use it to bring anybody else down. Shit just happens. You don't need to apologize for that. You need to recognize a movement, understand, and do your due diligence to try and help promote equality. That's it. We don't need feet kissing. We don't need anybody to come and apologize. We don't need all that. But you have these super woke niggas, and I guess these super woke white people, and it's like an extreme on both sides. Super woke niggas say every white person is this, that. It's like, I mean, at the end of the day, if Malcolm X could step out of the fold for a second and say, not every white person is the devil, after the shit he was preaching when he was still a part of the Nation of Islam with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, then anybody could come out and say, white people aren't the devil. There's a evil system. That doesn't mean every white person's fault. But then if you have a black dude say that shit, then that nigga's a coon. And then that super woke nigga is going to attack that coon nigga that they think is a coon. Then they're going to attack the white person. And then the white person is going to say, I shouldn't have to apologize for white privilege. But they're going to say it in a way that sounds like they're talking. It sounds like they're going to bring up the motherfucking indentured servants again. And you have this whole fucking big thing. You know what I'm saying?
It just goes.
I think it's crazy because most black people, they don't want an apology. You know what I mean? They just, they're not, all they're saying, can you just acknowledge that some shit happened that put us at a disadvantage? Yeah. And we just trying to catch up with you. We don't want no revenge. We don't want no sorry. We just want action. And it's crazy because, like, there's that one state where, like, they had a senator or a governor or something that said mad racist shit in the past, and it came out to light. And they're like, impeach this guy. Get him out of here. He said racist shit 30 years ago. And it was like in a black community was the majority of his constituents. And all the black people were like, so? He does good shit now. It's like, yeah, I don't give a like, fuck.
Black people don't understand how a motherfucker can grow out their bullshit. Because black people do a lot of bullshit. Hey, they grow out of a lot of bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
But it even had nothing to do with that. It just kind of shows like how practical the average black voter in the States is. Because they don't care if the guy actually changed his mindset. They don't care. Like, he can go home and call us niggers all he wants. If he shows up to work and does shit that makes my life better, I will vote for that motherfucker. I don't care if he believes in God. I don't care if he believes in fucking Satan or fucking Scientology or if he's in the KKK, as long as he shows up and does what he needs for me, I'll vote for the motherfucker.
Your square has some four really extreme corners. God, Satan, Scientology, and the KKK. Like, there's some... your square is... I want to be outside the box, literally, of that square. Let me just... Me and God chilling. But
I'm just saying...
No, but I agree 100% what you're saying. And even with that, like... Have you... No black person on this planet expects the average white person on this planet, the average white citizen, to proactively go out and say shit's fucked up. It's reactionary. When fucked up shit happens,
stand with us
and say fucked up shit happens. Yeah. But regularly, just be how you been, Dave. Be how you've always been, Dave. You a homie, you came over Thanksgiving. As soon as shit happens, don't come over and start apologizing for shit, Dave. You
had to, fucking wearing the dashiki talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to feel your pain and shit.
My brother's like, I've never wore a dashiki in my life, Dave. I am black and Hungarian, Dave. Would I just go to your house and start wearing whatever, a motherfucking lederhosen or whatever the fucking traditional? No, nigga, like, get the fuck out of here. You don't need to proactively say you're sorry. You know how I know you're sorry? A, we've been cool since however long, and it's never been a thing until this thing's happened. It's like, but then, like I said, it's like these super woke people that are making people feel guilty for something they shouldn't feel guilty for. Nobody on this earth should feel guilty anymore. We should all just feel like feel like we need to enact change. That's
it. Well, when did Hungarians migrate to Nova Scotia, though?
You know what? Kiss my whole entire ass, nigga. What? Kiss my whole entire... You know what? This nigga gone. I'm going. He's on a 5-second timeout. So, anyway... No, I was playing. No, ain't nobody from over here... I really feel like pulling from this... This nigga gonna have one more fucking black people drink... Black nigga beer. This guy can have another nigga beer.
Nigga beer.
He's having another nigga beer. Dude, shout out to my niggas that contributed to that beer.
This is Black History beer, not
nigga. It's March 1st. That's nigga beer. It was Black History beer yesterday. Nah, but that's still dope because we all know it. We all know Adrienne Williams, and she makes some dope ass motherfucking art, like 150%. It's dope for that to be on display. And I like to see motherfuckers do that Black History shit better than, like, you just like, yo, take some black folks, local black folks, put the art on the cans. Not like that. What was that motherfucking, it was like that Sherbert or whatever fucking company is like, for Black History Month, we're putting on a new flavor of chocolate. What? What was that ice cream company? The single ladies, like Sassy and fucking Tea, used to eat that shit all the time. I don't know, man, but they're like, remember, for Black History Month, we're putting out a new flavor of chocolate or something. And everybody was like, yo, Read the room.
This is too much.
Read the fucking room. Don't put out a flavor of chocolate for Black History Month.
That's crazy.
What was the next idol you said we didn't talk about? Mr. Potato Head. We can't call him that anymore?
Well, I guess they reversed it.
Did they?
Because they were at first they were going to...
Yeah, hit him with totally the original. Let us know what happened, yeah.
Well, yeah, just that they were basically, I think they were saying that they were trying to rebrand Mr. Potato Head because I don't know exactly why. They just felt like he shouldn't be Mr., so they were just going to call him Potato. I don't remember exactly what it was.
But it's he has a mustache.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of accessories.
Yeah, he has a bunch. But what I really just wanted to say is honestly, if you don't think, even when it comes down to what we were just talking about to a degree, this is fucking corporations making money. Nobody's asking for this shit.
Yep.
And it makes me cringe because if you think that black people really asked for the syrup lady off the bottle,
nope.
You're a dumb fuck.
Because you never heard anybody say it. You really are,
because you never heard anybody say it. If you don't understand that this is corporations trying to capitalize on wokeness, this is nothing that anybody asked for. So stop acting like fucking people are crying for this shit. This is fucking companies. And you know what? This might be, I don't want to disparage anybody who's on any side or anything, but if I'm a company and I want to make the most money and I look around and I poll the room and most people are woke, well, what do you think that means? Mm. Most of the world is woke because they wouldn't do that unless it was going to make money.
100%.
So the whole fucking thing where if you don't understand that this isn't corporations doing what they do, this is corporate shit, man. No one's fucking asking for this. No one asked for the syrup dude. No one asked for Uncle Ben. So stop acting like black people are crying or we, like, you know what I mean? This is companies making money.
Well,
don't be a dumb fuck.
They'll give a nigga everything except for what the nigga asked for.
Yeah.
The nigga is saying, hey, bring justice to the militarized police that are gunning our peers down in the streets. And I say gunning our peers down because Black Lives Matter have been there for white people who have been gunned down by the police and marched. I don't know. I don't think they said all lives matter, because, or maybe when that happened, they did until they had that connotation behind it. But there has been people with Black Lives Matter that said, "Yep, this is more than just Black Lives Matter. This is police need to stop killing motherfuckers." But they kill a lot of black people. But no, they're not gonna do that. You're not gonna see. We don't care what corporations think. Okay, corporations are gonna have more of a color spectrum. Corporations are gonna have more of an inclusion spectrum. TV shows, da da da. Cool, that's fine. Whatever, not a bad thing. The overcompensation of Potato Head, that makes no sense, because if there's a Mr. and a Mrs. Potato Head and you're like, well, there should be like LGBTQ representation, at the end of the day, you could buy two Mrs., you could buy two Misters, you could buy a Mr. and a Mrs. and interchange the shit, do whatever you want. It's a toy. I have not heard any motherfucker from the LGBTQ community say I need to be represented in a fictional character that is shaped like a potato. You dig what I'm saying? And it's the same thing like you said. Nobody said anything about Uncle Ben. You could have kept Uncle Ben on that race. If you would have arrested the cops that shot Breonna Taylor, you could have put Uncle Ben in a fucking daishiki and changed his name to Tom and put him in front of a plantation house. Not one brother would have batted an eye, because there would have been justice for a black woman who was shot in her sleep after she gave how many hours trying to protect people being a frontline nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You could have put Uncle Ben beside David Duke and made a new black and white rice flavor with wild rice in that shit. Nobody would have said shit if you would have brought justice, if you would have gave us what we're asking for.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to see commercials. I don't want to see commercials with Colin Kaepernick in it. I don't want to see commercials with black people and white people dating with a little mixed kid. I don't care. Shit's cool to see because you don't really see it, but I don't care. All I want to see is you're never gonna see a huge change to what these police are trained to do, but you can see a huge change in the court systems. You can see a huge change in the justice system sooner because the police are gonna be the police until they start seeing that there's consequences for what they're doing. But if they're still running with impunity, you know what I'm saying? If you have a kid that runs amok and you keep telling this kid, I'm not going to tell you again. After the 10th time of telling this kid, you're not going to tell him again. They're going to be like, well, this bitch going to tell me again. So I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
But if you whoop totally that, you know, but if there's, because there's no consequence to the actions. If there's consequence to the actions, you understand how much change and how much peace in North America there will be if we see consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If we see change, and I feel like the change needs to come from the judicial system. I believe like someone needs to be like, yo, all right, you fucked up. You did something stupid. You may not be racist, but you did something stupid. You need to pay, just like if someone off the street did the same thing you did. Maybe even more because you're trained to handle situations like these on a better level. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you mentioned change needs to start at the judicial level. I think it's deeper than that, because the judicial level kind of just reacts to what happens on the corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think the whole idea that we have, like, this, you know, school-to-prison pipeline where it's profitable to put black men in prison,
mm-hmm.
that's where it needs to stop. Because mm-hmm. the judicial system's only going to do what, you know, the cops are bringing 1,000 niggas in with fucking drug charges. They can only process the niggas that are coming in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So I think it needs to start before that, personally.
As far as that side of it, other than the cop killings and shit like that, yeah, there's that systemic level of, like, I was just watching, can't remember what I was watching, but they were talking about the crime bill that Clinton signed.
They're was it a meant? That Will Smith thing?
No,
on
I haven't
Netflix?
Seen that yet either. But that's something I wanna see. I heard that I should watch. I can't remember what it was. We talked about it too.
I don't remember either.
I think it was a while ago. I think we talked about it when we had the studio, but they were talking about the crime bill, and it like went from just after slavery till present day, and how systemic racism morphed, how the police came about, how the police got militarized, and where the militarized police went first, even in communities that didn't have quote unquote ghettos.
Mm-hmm.
They had middle class, upper middle class black neighborhoods where they dispatched militarized police, how they handled cocaine, mass cocaine use as a like an epidemic type thing, and they classified mass crack cocaine use as a criminal element. Like, it was a really, really, really deep thing.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Because, like, for instance, I think it was 5 grams of crack was the equivalent to having 500 grams of powder cocaine,
something like that. Yeah.
And yeah, so basically you go to jail for trafficking with 5 grams of crack. But if you have 455 grams of powder cocaine, it's
a less charge.
It's a level C drug. Like, it's below marijuana. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Below marijuana. Like, marijuana is marijuana in most states is like a class A drug right beside heroin. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's definitely a fucked up situation.
But how did we get there from the potato head thing?
Well, because we were just saying that nobody really wants this. It was just corporate fucking interests.
So that makes sense.
Yo, I have another question. Have you seen this new thing? Or I don't know if it's new, but people calling themselves like cisgender. So I'm like, I'm a cis woman or a cis man.
Yeah, that's not new.
But
what is that?
Basically, if you say I'm cis man, that means I'm a male that identifies
hetero
as a straight male.
Yeah, cis man is just like us.
Yeah, basically.
We're cisgender.
So what's the point of labeling that? And I thought because it seems like to be like a new kind of like liberal type of movement where like people are identified.
Do we have to walk around and let people know how we're fucking now?
Because if you think about it, and that if gender is just supposed to be a construct, then I don't know what you are by just saying I'm a man. Like, I don't know what pronouns you would use. I'm just talking about ID politics, right?
True.
I don't know what pronouns you would use. I don't know if you want to be he and or them or she, because now there's like it's like to identify that I am a man who identifies as a man.
See, I thought the progressive ideology would be to get away from labels. Like, why should I, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be recognized as a woman, why should I have to identify myself? Like, I don't understand how, like, the whole, I don't find it progressive for me to be like, I'm a cis man.
Well, I mean, because it's progressive because you're acknowledging that there is, that you might not be. Like, I don't know. I think it's just, some of the ID politics I struggle with sometimes, but I totally get it. Like, I would always respect people. That's how I'm going to be with my ID politics, but sometimes I don't get it. But yeah, like, because if you could say I'm a man, but that doesn't mean that you might be a man who is gay. You could be someone who's in transitioning. You could be a man who, like, you know what I mean? You can be so many things. What they're trying to say is that just saying that you're a man isn't a good enough identifier anymore.
So, if someone's a gay man, they should be I know.
I don't know why we have to, like,
because I don't feel like someone has to be like, hi, my name's Jude and I'm a black man. No, I'm just a man. Like, I don't need to identify I'm a black man, or I don't need to identify my age or my.
But that's why, and that's one of the reasons why they actually say that gender is a construct, because that you can't see that by just looking at me like you can that I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why there has to be more qualifiers and identifiers there, because you don't know what I am. Just because if I come up to you and I'm just like, I'm a, like, hetero, like, you don't know if I'm a guy with other shit under there. Like, you just don't know. Like, and I think that's why I don't walk around and say I'm a cis man. I just say I'm a man. Like, if someone asked me, I guess I would say I'm cisgender.
But because have you had to say that you're a man? Have you ever been in a position where you had to say that you're a man?
Well, no. But I think that we come from, I think we're in an age and era,
but yeah,
that's different.
Sorry. You have, like, it's funny because you definitely have, like, for instance, when you sign up for Facebook, they ask you or any, like, you, I'm sure. You've been asked that on an application somewhere.
But that's I'm talking like just in regular conversation, because Facebook doesn't really address you in personal conversation.
No, yeah. No, but in conversation,
I think that gender and sex are not together anymore.
Neither, I agree.
You know what I mean? So that's why I think that to say that you're a man doesn't mean anything anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because it could mean that you are this type of man or that type of man. Because gender is a construct, right? Like,
and why?
I don't know how I fully feel about this stuff. This is just what I've been learning.
True. I'm the same way. But why is it important that...
I think it's important because the way I see it is like this. It's important to the individual. it may not be important to some individuals. It may be important to other individuals, and the individuals that it's important to may correct you or even introduce themselves with the pronoun that they prefer. And the way I just like to carry about it is I may not understand it. I may never be at the point in my life where I fully understand what's going on with this whole thing. But I'm at the point in my life where I could just respect whatever a person's identity is and how they want to be addressed and then carry on. Because at the end of the day, because after 15 minutes of conversation with this person, I'm not really going to care. Like, we've sat here in, the three of us have been talking for an hour and 8 minutes, and never once have I given a fuck that you are men. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something, you know what I'm saying? It's like, not prevalent. And it's like one of those things where it's going to be the same thing, where it's like, if I'm in a conversation or a dinner party or whatever, and someone says, yeah, my name is such and such, and I'm like, oh, how you doing? Oh, yeah, his name is, and they're like, no, I prefer da-da-da as a pronoun. I'm like, okay, my bad. And then just keep it moving with what they prefer. Because
I'm totally on the same page that way. 100%. No quarrels there. I think it's strange when, for a straight man to proactively
announce
that, hey, I'm so-and-so over here, straight guy over here, just so you know, straight guy over here. Oh my God, that's...
And again, that's part of what I don't like. It's because, like Will said, if you mistake it, there are some people who just, like, happily correct you, and then there's some people who take offense.
Yeah.
And those are the people who want it announced. Do you know what I mean? Because not even everybody who's considered LGBT, I always fuck up the order of that.
Yeah.
But not even people who are in that group, not even all of them need that announced.
Mm-hmm. And not all of them want, like, that announced. Sometimes they're not even ready to have it announced.
Yeah. So,
can you put me aside for the call for 1 second? The dog is just pacing. I'm going to let the dog
go. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to grab a drink. Back. Or actually, no, I'll wait.
I'll come back. We only got a couple minutes left anyways, so...
I always do that. I'm like, oh, we're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break. Da, da, da. It's like, no, we're not taking a break. Don't stop.
I'll leave you by yourself.
Exactly. I just want to let this shit continuously go through so we can do it. Leave me by myself. Then I got to edit more. But no, it's just one of those things where it's like, I understand. I don't think we're at our age, we're not really going to fully understand, because A, it's not something that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And B, it's not something we have to deal with coming up. Like, we're 70s and 80s babies. So sometimes, and I mean, as adults, sometimes you have to come to the realization that you're going to have to accept something that you don't understand, knowing that you're not accepting something that's harmful. You're not accepting something that's painful or anything like that. It's just, I'm like, there's people that accepted interracial marriage that never understood it. They're like, well, yeah, I don't understand why a white person and a black person want to be together. I don't want to be with a black person, or I don't want to be with a white person, but that's where they are. That what's make them happy. So I'm going to accept it, and that's where I'm at. I'm never going to understand it. It's so could be not because I don't. Not because I choose not to understand it. I'm not going to understand it because there's so many. There's so much new, either new pronouns or new politically correct ways to say something, or new this or new that, to where I'm not. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready to be back in. I'm not actively involved in that community or in those situations to know what the changes are or what to correctly say. So at the end of the day, I'm more than happy with either being corrected or chastised by the person who feels like they need to come out their skin and make me feel a type of way because I wasn't privy to something that I wasn't made privy to. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's where I'm standing on that shit.
I think my point of view is more so like the idea that the, not to take anything away from the people that are considered to be oppressed, right?
Yeah.
So like if you're like the LGBTQ continuous letters, whatever, and you identify as something else, and yeah, I understand, like, no, I need to be identified in this scenario. Please identify me as such. But for people that don't have a an issue, or how am I saying this? For people that have never experienced prejudice about the way they identify themselves as, why are they all of a sudden saying, oh, by the way, I need to be identified as cis male? You know, well, it's kind of, sorry, okay. And here's my analogy. It's kind of like when, if a black person says Black Lives Matter, and then all of a sudden white people come up, no, all lives matter. That's how I feel about straight people kind of being like, I'm cis male or cis female. I need to be identified too. It's like, well, have you ever had an issue with your identification that you now feel that it's, you need to pronounce that to the world?
Well, I think that part of it's going to be is okay. So if you think there's a ton of genders now, like, and you know what I mean? There's like the cisgender, there's LGB, there's trans, there's whatever there is. So if you walk in and say, I'm a man, for you to even think that the standard default should be, when I say I'm a man, that means that I'm a cisgender who likes women. That's what you should fucking know. Why should that be the default? And I think that's kind of where they're coming from. Because if you don't identify yourself, then that means that basically, when I say man, I mean heterosexual, just like it should be, guy. Like, that's the default man. That's the right one. That's the regular one. That's the normal one, right? Like, when they're trying to buck that and say, no, we're all normal, dude. You know what I mean? So you can't, just because you are a man, and don't get me wrong, man, I struggle with this. I just respect it because I don't want to subjugate anybody. I don't want to be disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't go around and announce myself as that.
And
it's not because I think it's the default. It's because I just think.
Yeah. And I don't even think, like, first we got to look at, like, we got to look at where did the cis come from? So if the cis came from that community and straight males, straight females within that community, and then that was I wouldn't say slang, but that started becoming the nomenclature for that, then we can't say that it's an all lives matter thing if that was something that naturally evolved from people of all whatever in that community that wanted to be identified by something or just naturally gravitated towards what they should be identified by. You know what I'm saying? So unless it was a bunch of straight white men in tiki torches saying, no, we're cis, then it's like, bruh, calm down. You know what I'm saying? But if it came from the community of, I would say, of the youth that are actually making these movements and making these identifications and making these changes to where there's multiple genders, and that's just a natural evolution of it, right? So we can't...
I don't want to interrupt, but I do feel like we might be coming at this conversation from a little bit of ignorance because...
Oh, a whole lot of ignorance, cis, probably.
Because cis means... This is what cis actually means. On the same side as.
Oh.
So I just looked it up. So the prefix cis means on the same side as. So while people who are transgender move across genders, people who are cisgender remain on the same side of the gender they were initially identified as birth. So for you to walk in and say that you're a man, that does that mean that you were a woman that became a man? Or does that mean you are a man, like a cis man, like you were born it?
Well, that's
I think that's the real distinction they're trying to make.
And
I'm learning with y'all because I'm just looking this up right now. So please don't.
I think this is important when it comes up in conversation, though, because at the end of the day, you may be in conversation where you're asked, right? So you just maybe having a conversation, and they may be like, "So are you cis or da da da?" And you'd have to know what it is, because I don't think people are actually, unless it's like a public stage, coming out and announcing it, right? There's no one's walking into a meeting or walking to a whatever and saying like, "I'm this," right? It may come up in conversation, or if it's in an intimate setting, as far as like a dinner party or something like that. Maybe there is an introduction. It's like, yes, my name is such and such and blah, blah. And that might just be a part of your introduction to the world. It's like, hi, my name is Dave. I identify as da 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 da. Please, when you address da da da, and it's just like one of those things where, because like Idol said, you can't just see it. So this it's a culture. If you think about it, this whole gender identification is a new culture that we're all trying to learn after living 40 years in a culture where that type of thing really didn't exist in the front lines.
Hopefully I don't come across as insensitive, because
no, none of us, right?
Yeah, my understanding though is that where a lot of the discrimination comes, and when I've watched like a few documentaries about, you know, kids specifically that are becoming transgender or transferring, or however you politically correctly say that, they want to identify as the gender that they have transgender to. So if you're born a female but you feel like you were actually a male and you take your hormones, now when you become a man, you want to be identified as a man. They, for the most part, I'm not speaking for all of them, but from everything I've seen, for the most part, they don't want to be seen as, oh, I'm a transgendered person. To them, they feel like, no, I'm a man. I was born with a woman's body, but inside I feel like I'm a man. I want to be identified as a man. So that's what I'm saying. I don't really agree with like the whole slicing and dicing the gender construct of it, because if you identify as a man, don't you want to be identified as a man?
But it depends.
And so if you're a female that's become a man, and you're like, well, I'm a female, and I'm like, well, or sorry, I'm a man, and I say, well, I'm cis man. Now I'm saying we're not the same.
I think it's because transgender doesn't relate to your sex. It just relates to the gender you identify as now.
Okay,
I think the idea is there are people who are walking around and they might not want to go through the surgery and completely look like a female, but they still feel like they are inside. And so they want to be referred to as a female. That's what a transgender is.
Okay, but
so I look like a man, but I want to, but you have to call me she.
Fair enough.
Which is different from transsexual, which is somebody who has taken the surgery and wants to live as that.
Okay, but
Do you get the difference?
I'm talking about strictly how you identify, because if you want to get the surgery to look like a woman and still be called a man, then that's your prerogative, right? I'm just saying if someone has the concept in their mind that they want to be identified as a man, for you to turn around and be like, okay, well, you can call yourself a man, but you're not a cis man like I am. Like,
that's not what's happening. These pronouns are not being created by a counterculture. These pronouns aren't being created to counter other pronouns. All these pronouns, to me, it feels like it kind of does. But it's not. It's just where you see it coming from. These pronouns aren't coming from a counterculture. It's all the same culture. So no one's saying, well, I want to be cis to counter someone saying they want to be that, or I want to be identified as this. It's all part of the same identification culture. There's an identification culture to where the youth and people that agree with the youth, but when they were youths, couldn't really come out and say this type of shit, are starting this culture of how they want to be addressed. And none of it is to counter how someone else wants to be addressed. So you're not going to see someone saying, oh, well, you're a man, but you're not a cis man like me, unless it's someone that's counterculture or using their culture against them for whatever weird means and shit like that. You dig what I'm saying? It's not a counterculture. So if it's all derived from the same mind state. This is just how you want to be addressed. Not because someone else wants to be addressed like this, but solely this is how you want to be addressed. And when you get to a point where there's categories and different pronouns for a whole lot of different things, you're going to have pronouns for something that has been quote unquote the norm for hundreds of years. what, you know what I'm saying? And then us not really knowing what the fuck's going on is going to say, or they're going to have these opinions and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's not a counter. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, the best explanation was kind of what Idol said, that yeah, you're right, that for you to just assume that you are the default, that can, I can see how that could be kind of you know, I don't know, rude, or like how, why would you just assume that you're the default, like you're what's normal?
It's a privilege. It's a part of privilege, I guess. Privilege. Yeah.
That's the right way to say it. But yeah, I could see it from that standpoint, because the whole time I kind of thought of it as like, well, that's kind of rude for, like, these guys are fighting to just be, you know, if someone wants to be identified as a man and all of a sudden, you know, people are starting to accept that, yes, you can call yourself a man. And now we're like, well, you're not a man like me. I'm a cis man. And there are going to
be people out there like that, but they're just
assholes. I know, that's the way I looked at that whole scenario.
Yeah. And I do want to say, just for clarity, I do understand that the word transsexual is outdated, and I don't think, I'm not even sure, it might even be offensive now, but I was just trying to use it to display to you the difference of the two ideologies, right? Like, one is, I want to identify as this no matter what I look like, no matter what, I am a woman. Like, that's what trans is. You're not identifying as this, you know what I mean? It's not, but to undergo and actually be a woman is kind of different from gender, right? Like, what I have down there means nothing to my gender. That's why how I look, I have to tell you I'm a cis man, because maybe I'm something else. Like, I don't know.
I feel like maybe because right now, apart from looking into it and doing some research, stuff like that, a lot of, on my part, what I'm saying is speculation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know 100%, but I think the best thing to do would maybe to have someone from that culture come on and actually talk about it.
Yeah, that would be dope.
You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be awesome.
Because I do educate. I do want some clarity. You know what I mean? And I have kind of looked into this a little bit. I'm not an expert on the topic, but I have tried to understand what they mean about gender being a construct. And because, you know, gender being a construct is like, women should do this, men should do this. Like, that's all just what we assigned, right? Like,
not like gender as far as gender. You mean like gender roles being a construct?
Yeah. That's what they mean.
Gender is the accumulation of roles based on your sex, basically.
I thought gender and sex were interchangeable. I thought gender just meant you're a man, you're a woman. I never used gender as far as the traditional roles. I never used that as gender. I thought gender was, you're a man, that's your gender. That's it. No. I didn't think you're a man, you're supposed to do this, and your gender's supposed to do that. I just thought, do you have gender-specific roles and gender colors, like men blue, women pink, like gender. But I never thought that was gender. I just said...
That's why gender is different than sex, because like, when you're like, oh, if you think of gender, you think of blue for boys or whatever, but like, your sex literally, it is about your physiological makeup.
The gender was your sex, but people just associated different things to gender. Like, if I think boy is your sex, right? But you, when you think boy, you think blue, you think whatever, da da da, baseball, da da da, right? The only time that gender didn't have is your and even so, you have your gender roles in language, but they still say female. So Libra is female. Like a female gender, and you have, like when you're doing like Spanish or French or something like that, and you're conjugating your verbs, they tell you, oh, this verb's gender is female. So that's,
and I agree.
To do with your sex though, because like, if you wear, like, having a dick does not make you wear, has nothing to do with you wearing blue.
No, you know what I mean? Know, like, that, yeah. But that's not why. But I'm not saying having a dick is what makes you wear blue. Is that's.
That's what you've always associated it as, and that's why they've started all of this cisgender, because the associations are so strong that you shouldn't just assume I'm the default.
Yeah.
Unless I tell you I'm cisgender, right? Meaning that I was born with certain genitalia and I am going to live my life as such with those roles, right? Because it's interesting.
Because gender and really relates to the roles associated with sex.
Yes, because, and I looked, and I got some definitions here for us, just because, because I'm with Will. When I was young, I thought gender meant sex.
I think we all did.
Like, I thought they were the same thing. So nowadays they say sex refers to a set of biological attributes in humans and animals. It's primarily associated with physical and physiological features, including chromosomes, hormone levels, etc. Sex is usually categorized as female or male. Gender refers to the socially constructed roles, behaviors, expressions, and identities of girls, women, boys, and men. It influences how people perceive themselves and each other.
So, which makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't know they were different.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I had to learn throughout this whole process. Yeah, I thought it was an interchangeable word as well.
But we are coming to an end. I think we do have a better understanding of what we understand, yet we need to get a better understanding of what should be understood.
Yeah. I think if people, and I'm glad that I kind of looked that definition up, because I think that I'd be able to kind of cut through a little better by explaining that gender is actually just the roles and behaviors associated with. Because people think by you saying you're not the gender that you are just means that you're just proclaiming you're something you're not.
Yeah.
Like, when really, fuck, I could stay home and take care of kids if that's what the traditional woman's supposed to do. Well, then I guess that's my gender. Like, I don't know.
It's still, and even saying that is like, well, that's odd because, shit, I'm a dude.
Well, women aren't the ones who are supposed to be doing only cleaning. Like,
exactly. You'd be like, yo, I'll stay home and take care of my kids. I'm still a man. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But you know what I'm trying to say by some of that. Exactly. I'm not. And that's why, and I think that what we just said, and even the way we just went over it, and well, why does women, I think that's why you have to kind of, why they're trying to make a little bit of an identification for people.
Yeah.
Just to know how, what I am and what I live like, kind of idea, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also like,
we gotta wrap it up though. We gotta be
why is that anyone's business? Like,
what? Oh, we gotta wrap it up?
Yeah, we gotta wrap. We had a $1.30 now, and we gotta get it at that sweet pot spot. And. It's
with that, we out this motherfucker.
No. Just that. Right. We just got to just wrap up the conversation and do our outros and shit. I'm not saying this like stop talking, but we can't jump into a new subject. Like,
okay. Well, here, this is it. My summary is: I'm glad that we've done this today, and I'm glad I looked up a bunch of definitions and have a better understanding. And I will continue to respect whatever anybody wants to be called. All I care about is do not flip out on me if I'm mistaken in the beginning, you know what I mean? I can't just assume things about people. I'm not trying to be fucking cold or, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
That is.
That's my summary.
Yeah, what he said.
My summary, same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll respect, whatever your pronoun or your position is, to how you want to be addressed. Don't flip out. The same way you shouldn't expect someone to assume your pronouns or your gender, you should not assume someone's gonna know your pronouns or your gender. Handle it that way. Treat everybody with respect. And that's how I feel. But we are at the closing point of episode 128. It was a good episode. It was a long episode. We had no topics. We got some good topics. I like the potato head topic. Nothing happened this week. We had topics, but this week was trash.
No. Everything, the potato head thing, the Black History Month thing.
I mean for just like current events that just happened for the week. This week wasn't.
Oh, there is one thing I wanted to cover, but I don't know. We're at 1:30. It's late.
We can hit that tomorrow. Ah. We still got the meme and stream. We could kind of throw that in there.
Yeah, but it's a little bit more of a serious thing. I just wanted to say.
Oh, okay, what is it? Just so I can pop prepare it for next week.
All right. I'll try to keep it to under a minute. But if you look in the news right now, they're showing that there's an increase in Asian, anti-Asian rhetoric.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to tell people that when they sit back and they talk and they think about good things like guys like Trump, and the, and you know, you have those Hodge twins, and they're like, we call it the Chinese virus because it's from China, and everybody thinks that that's all fucking good when Trump goes around sprouting that, and you think it's not gonna do no harm because the virus really did come from China. I just want people to look into the news, because right now Chinese people, there's actually a massive increase of racial attacks against Chinese people because people think they brought this virus, and they're getting stabbed in the street in New York and fucking randomly and shit like that. So when you hear this rhetoric, then we try to tell you, yo, he's saying racist shit, and you're all like, no, it really did come from China. I just want to show you that that was harmful rhetoric. And you thought it was nothing, and now look what happened. You have fucking third-generation people, dude's mom's mom fucking grew up in America, and you want to run up and stab the dude. You might only came here two generations ago. And you stab an Asian dude because you think he brought the fucking virus over. Where you think that kind of shit comes from? So, I'm sorry. I know that was way too short for that.
It's all good. I think we definitely need to touch on that next week, though. We definitely need to touch on that next week.
Yeah.
Where can they find you, gentlemen?
Yo, I'll start. You can find me at Idol on Facebook. You can find me at Idolverse on all streaming platforms. You can find me at Idolverse on Twitch. YouTube. I'm gonna start putting the memeing and streamings on a little Idolverse channel. Just keep trying to spread everything. Yeah, that's where you find me. Check me out. Just Idol on fucking Spotify. Yeah.
Yo, Tyler. Tell you what. You just go Google Jay Thaddeus, and you'll find all my shit. Just Google me.
See, that's... God damn it.
You can find me...
At least spell your fucking name for right? people who yeah, get
nigga.
Like...
Huh? Nigga, I've known you for how long, and I still sometimes spell your name wrong. Tell a nigga how to spell your name. Like,
two Ds.
Yo. You spell it J... Dot...
This nigga's struggling with that.
Thaddeus.
I know. This nigga's no. like, I'm like, wow. I'm like, this
nigga. No, I'm just joking. Wow. Yo, mid-sense. It's the J, the T, the H, the A, the D, D, E, U, S.
J Thaddeus.
That's right, holla.
You can find me, I am Will Hayes, on all streaming platforms, but more importantly, you can find the three of us _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter. I Want All the Smoke podcast on your inter browsers. Don't forget, every Tuesday or Wednesday ish, sometimes even a Thursday, you will get a new episode of I Want All the Smoke. We are three niggas, so we give it to you when we want to. That's our stereotype.
We are three. Okay.
We are the three niggas. And with that,
we out this
motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.